During the 10-minute bombardment, 18,000 kilograms of explosives were dropped on 40 targets described as terrorist safe houses in the Arab Jabur area south of Baghdad. The attack is part of an ongoing operation against al-Qaeda in Iraq insurgents that has been launched by U.S. and Iraqi forces. U.S. commanders say the insurgents have been mostly pushed out of Baghdad and western Anbar province, but are now entrenched in other parts of the country, including volatile Diyala province just north of Baghdad. On Wednesday, 9 American soldiers were killed as part of a new security operation that was launched this week. 6 people died in an explosion as they entered a booby-trapped house. Major General Mark Hertling, commander of the coalition forces in northern Iraq, said 20 to 30 al-Qaeda in Iraq fighters were killed in Diyala during the first 2 days.
And as the Iraqi army gets stronger and the Iraqi police stand up, there's no place left for these folks to go.
He said the militants in Diyala were likely to move their operations elsewhere as the troops advanced, but would eventually be pinned down.
We are tracking some of the leaders, and we're also tracking where some of the fighters have gone, and we're continuing to pursue.
U.S. commanders say an increase in the number of volunteer security patrols, known as concerned local citizens, has also put the insurgents on the defensive. These thousands of volunteers across Iraq are actually paid a small salary by the United States to guard their neighborhoods. The American military says they have helped reduce the number of insurgent attacks by more than half since June. Deborah Block, VOA News, Baghdad.